Good morning, and I do want to welcome you this morning to Blog Talk Radio. This is Kara Ransom in the studio of Masterminds. We do want to thank you as invited guests. This morning we are proud to present Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This is the Mastermind group, and this morning we have featured as a guest speaker, Ms. Deborah K. Thompson. Ms. Deborah K. Thompson is going to speak to us about persistence. Good morning, Deborah. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Mastermind Show. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am well.
Great. It is so good to hear your voice this morning. Again, we do want to welcome our audience to Mastermind. And this morning, Ms. Deborah K. Thompson is going to speak to us about persistence. Deborah, if you will, please tell the listening audience something about yourself and about your business.
Well, my company is named after myself. It's Deborah K. Thompson Consultants. And I started it many, many years ago as a part-time business just to generate additional income for myself while I was raising my children alone. As time went on, I kept a regular job and did things on the side like write business plans and package loans and things that I could generate money from by just using my own skills and abilities and talents to help other people out of the general work that I did. In 2006, I decided to venture out on my own full-time, so I left a full-time job and started my own business with the help of a mentor who offered me office space so that I would have, number one, the leisure and the pleasure of her guidance, as well as an office space that I could entertain people professionally. So that's how I started, and now I have grown to the point to where I am an 8A contractor. I have 5 contracts throughout the country that I manage with a partner, and I just moved into my own small office as an independent. So that's a little bit about me, but most of what I do is about people who I want to be successful as they grow in their business.
Wow, what an exciting career as a manager, consultant in the world of construction. We are very excited to hear more about what you do, but right now I do want to introduce the co-host for the show this morning. This is Ms. Ann Thompson, Ann McNeil. I apologize for that. Ann, you want to say good morning to us?
Yes, thank you so very much. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives.
Great, thank you. And so right now we're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break, and I'm asking the guests to stay with us as we talk this morning, Think and Grow Rich, Mastermind, with Ms. Deborah Thompson on persistence. So we'll go to a commercial break.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the Mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Yes, and I do want to remind our audience that we are on Facebook as Twitter and Twitter as well. And this morning, again, we are very excited to have with us a co-host, Ms. The Master Builder, Ann McNeil, along with Deborah Thompson of Deborah K. Thompson and Consultants. And this morning, the Mastermind Group is going to talk about Think and Grow Rich, the chapter 8, and this is a chapter on persistence. And as Ms. Deborah K. Thompson started in her story, which she's going to share with us this morning, how she left corporate America to venture out on her own. And so I'm sure she had to have a wealth of knowledge on persistence as well as desire in order to accomplish what she did. So, Deborah, do you want to speak a little bit more about how persistence played a successful part in your business venture?
Well, on persistence, as we all know, it is the end result of your willpower and your desire to do something. And that comes out of the 13 steps or the 13 elements of the philosophy around the book that we're reading. And persistence for me has been to just keep going, keep doing what you're doing, but to make sure that what you're doing is the right thing. It brings me back to the thought of, and I carried that thought with me all through childhood. And once I became a little more sophisticated manager and owner of a small business, it became evident to me that we can practice things, but sometimes we're not practicing the right thing. So I learned and understood that perfect practice makes perfect. So we need to make sure that we have done many of the things that that are outlined in Think and Grow Rich, to make sure that we have organized planning, that we have a desire and a will to do something, and we're going to stick with it, and that the persistence then gives us the ability to keep doing the right thing. So in applying each of our principles, in applying any of the elements that help us get to success and create a great product or perfect a good service for the people that we are trying to help and push to the next level, we must make sure that the things that we're telling them are true and factual, and that they cannot be applied in a very systematic and scientific way. So persistence, again, comes with keep doing the right thing over and over again and move from that core concept.
You know, your principles and values, they just expound when I listen to you talk about how you used a plan in order to develop persistence. And what I hear you say is repetitive action of repeating the right thing over and over. You know, part of what Napoleon Hill points out in the book on persistence, and I heard you say this as well, weak desires bring weak results. And that's just like a small amount of fire. You're only going to have a small amount of heat. But when we consistently produce strong desires, strong attitudes about where it is we're going, and you said that as well, from your plan, how we are able to move forward. And sometimes, Deborah, have you noticed, feels like we're not moving, like we're stagnant or standing in the same place. And I'm sure you've experienced that as well. If you would,
of course,
for our listening audience, yes, ma'am. And for our listening audience this morning, could you talk a little bit more about, and I know you, when you speak about persistence and you told us about your winning recipe, can you highlight to our audience what that fear felt like and how you were able to overcome that fear? Number one, of leaving a stable job, going out into the unknown, not knowing that you were going to be the very great and successful person that you are now. Can you talk to the audience? Because sometimes when we step out there, we're not very sure, we have this feeling, we know we want to do it, but we have this fear. Can you talk to us about that for a moment?
Well, what I'd like to say is that a lot of times once we become, ingrained in a certain position, a job, we feel comfortable there. But sometimes that puts us in what we really feeling is stagnation. I mean, it's not allowing us to move and become the things that we can become if we should move out of that comfort zone. Reading a book, again, with The Power of Positive Thinking, the other author, Norman Vincent Peale, says to us that sometimes we go to bed with two things, and that is guilt and fear. And those two things will hold us in to a stagnated position. So we have to get rid of that fear. And in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, he talks about certain steps that you can go through to get rid of fear, because we need to move that fear factor out of the way and move forward. And how that brings us back into being persistent, we need to, again, be truthful into our goal and know that that goal and that our plans are solid to move forward. We have to get those things in order so that we can move forward. So fear is the opposite of faith. And a lot of us do believe in faith, so we need to look at those two F's and see which one we're expounding. Is it fear?
I love,
or is it faith?
I love the way you brought that forward about those two being polar opposites, because lots of times we don't think that deep about it. Sometimes we're afraid of what I call a paper moon. We're afraid of something that really doesn't even exist. And what I do for myself, and I'm sure the listening audience may agree, and I thank you for expounding on it, and you brought it to my mind, is that sometimes when I have a plan, I kind of go back to what Napoleon Hill does talk about when he mentions the 16 symptoms of lack of persistence. And this gives me a self-guide to take a look at maybe some of my plan is not rock solid, or maybe there is something about me, myself, that's personal self, some of my old ways, such as my personal habits or maybe my willpower, maybe some of those things about myself have not been ingrained ingrained in me enough. And so I work on my weaknesses while highlighting my strengths. And so that's been a great formula for me as well. And so this morning there were some stories that Napoleon Hill shared about persistence, and I know you saw them probably towards of the book. Did you want to tell our listening audience about some of the stories that you remember about persistence that helped you along the way to make it to the successful woman and business owner that you are now?
Well, the one that sticks out the most. Yes, I do. Thank you so very much. The one that sticks out to me the most is one that I read and passed through, thought was cute, and then moved on. And I was discussing the book with a friend of mine, and she told me, she said, "Oh, Deborah, the one that I love the most is the one about the little girl." Oh, that little girl. And I said, "The one about the little girl?" And she says, "Yes." And she brings back the fact that just what you said, go back to the front of the book and look at some of the stories that come out of the reading. And the story goes that the author of the book had gone to visit his, I think it's his rich uncle, who ran a mill. And at this mill, he was using a lot of cheap labor to get things done, migrant workers and people who were unable to use their skills and abilities to get better jobs. So he was using these people in his mill, and he was making millions and millions of dollars. And appeared in the office one day while he was there interviewing his uncle, because he was going around the country interviewing very rich and successful people. He said, and this little girl showed up in a shabby dress, and she came in and she told his uncle, "My mama said give her 50 cents I think it is. And his uncle growled at the little girl and said, "You get out of here. I ain't giving you no 50 cents." And so the little girl just stood there, and she looked him straight in the eye. She said, "My mama got to have that 50 cents." And then he said his uncle growled at her again. He said, "If you don't get out of here, I'm going to take a lashing to you, and your mama won't know you when you get home." He said the little girl took a deep breath and stepped right up to his uncle, and she said, "I ain't going until you give me that 50 cents." He said, and all of a sudden, something came over him, came over his uncle, and came over the little girl. And the man reached in his pocket, gave the little girl the money, and she backed out of that room, looking him dead in his eye, and went home. He said, after that, the old man sat down. He said, and he never could understand what that little girl did to bring down his old, rich, powerful uncle in that way. He said, and after he left, it finally came to him. Her persistence, her dedication to the goal that she had come there for, whipped him with his own method.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to do. We have to be persistent, but we have to be so set in what we do and where we go and how we present our desire to have what we want makes us successful.
Last
thing that I want to say is the other part of that is in real life, as I mentioned to you early on, my mentor used to take me around with her. She's an insurance agent. So on Saturdays, she would go out sometimes looking at properties, taking pictures, and doing her regular work. So I was with her one Saturday. We were going to make work and pleasure. We went to St. Augustine to look at a property. And when we got there, the property was empty. And we started going on to the property. And a dog started barking. We didn't know where the dog was coming from. And we had entered the gate. And once we got on the property, the dog just kept barking. Roo, 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 roo. So I took to turn around to begin to run. And my mentor was still standing there. And I was like, "Is she crazy? Is she going to let that dog attack her?" And she says to me, I said, "Come on, let's get out of here." She says, "I'm not going anywhere. I came here to take this picture." She said, "I'm not going to let a dog run me away." And I was like, "Okay." So then I took off with her. And sure enough, as we turned to go to the back of the property, the dog was locked under the house, and we could see him, but he could not get out. So that was another learning and teachable moment. Be persistent. She came there to get pictures of that property from all sides, and that's what we did.
Amen. Sounds like you had a thorough background training in persistence from others who knew that persistence was important to their success. But we're going to cut to a commercial right now. And again, this is Blog Talk Radio, and this is Think and Grow Rich with Masterminders, Ms. Deborah Thompson. What a pleasure this morning, along with our co-host, Ann McNeil. And if you will hold on for me, we'll go to a commercial, and we will be right back with Think and Grow Rich, chapter on persistence, with Ms. Deborah Thompson, co-host by Ann McNeil.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Thank you, and we're back with Carol and Deborah on the International Mastermind Association discussing the book Think and Grow Rich on Persistence. All right, back to you, Carol. Okay, I think Carol may have some technical difficulty. All right, so right now we're going to share with our listening audience a section on the book Think and Grow Rich and Persistence, and Deborah shared two awesome stories about stepping forward with the little girl and stepping forward with the photos. So, Deborah, thank you so very much for those stories.
Okay. And we do thank you for that. Those are wonderful stories. And what a great story to keep in the back of your mind if you're going through stages where sometimes your persistence does seem to be lacking. You can always refer back to the stories, to the situations that other persons have endured and have grown from to assist you in your growth process. And now, Anne, did you want to go ahead and share with us with our listening audience on how to develop persistence?
Yes, thank you, Carol. Well, in the book Think and Grow Rich, on the chapter Persistence, it says how to develop persistence, and Deborah just gave us two stories. And the book says that there are four simple steps which they call for no great amount of intelligence, no particular amount of education, but little time or effort. The necessary steps are, number one, a definite purpose backed by a burning desire for its fulfillment. And I think we all heard both of those stories had a definite purpose. Number two, a definite plan expressed in continuous action. Number three, a mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences, including negative suggestions of relatives, friends, and acquaintances. Number four, and finally, a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage one to follow through with both plan and purpose. These four steps are essential for success in all walks of life. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. These four steps are so very important because what happens is the richest do respond to definite plans, desires, and persistence. And Deborah Thompson, did you want to highlight some portion or part of the book that's your favorite from this particular chapter on persistence? It's one of my particularly favorite parts of the chapter, and this is on persistence, is the 16 symptoms of lack of persistence. And
yes,
sometimes on any given day, I could just run through this list. Deborah, did you want to tell us about some part of the book on persistence?
Yes.
It seems to be your favorite.
Sorry. Yes. Persistence is a state of mind, I am quoting from the book. So it can be cultivated. And like all steps, like Anne just pointed out to us, the 8 things that I'd like to leave with people, leaders, business owners, is, number one, definite a purpose, knowing what you want. A desire, it is comparatively easy to acquire and maintain persistence in pursuing the object of intense desire. Number three is to be self-reliant. Believe in your ability. Again, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. Another is, again, back to planning, and we cannot deal with that too much. A definite of plans, organized plans. They have to be in a logical order. If you take them out of step, you will not succeed. And we're in the process of success, succeeding. Number five is accurate knowledge. We have to act on what is true and factual. And again, six is cooperation. You must be sympathetic, have understanding, and be harmonious in the things that you do. The seventh thing, again, is back to willpower, and that is the habit of concentrating your thoughts upon the building of the plans that you have outlined. And number eight is habit. Persistence is a direct result of habit. And in the book, we talk about auto-suggestion, and we talk about your subconscious mind, and we talk about that sixth sense. So we need to make sure that we are, number one, infusing our brain with the right information, and then take that information into our subconscious, give it back to our auto-suggestion, which takes it back and forth from your subconscious to your conscious so that it becomes a part of you, and then feed it out into the atmosphere.
Thank you, Deborah. That's very encouraging. 8 factors of persistence. Well, we've had a really great show this morning, thinking about the topic, discussing the topic, persistence. I do want to thank us all. I want to thank us all for joining Think and Grow Rich today. And this has been Masterminds at Blog Talk Radio, and we do invite you to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock for Think and Grow Rich Blog Talk Radio. Ms. McNeil, did you want to close with us?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I am still sitting here thinking about that little girl stepping forward. So, Deborah, we really appreciate your comments and joining us today on this awesome show. And we look forward to your coming on again and picking up in the chapter on persistence on next Saturday so that our listeners can hear part one, part two, and we are excited about the possibility of utilizing everything you shared with us and just remembering that to persist, you've got to step forward.
Thank you for joining us at Blog Talk Radio. International Masterminders, have a great Saturday.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.